Hello, hello. What's new? How's it going? How are you? Before we get started, I just want to say that I didn't wake up one day and decide I wanted to have a podcast. It's actually been something that I've been thinking about doing for a few years, but I just didn't know what I was going to talk about. For some reason, I thought that I had to have one single topic that every single episode had to be about, otherwise no one was going to listen. So recently, some events conspired to bring about this idea that I might as well just start the freaking podcast already, and here we are. So I sent the trailer to a few friends, let them know that I was starting a podcast, and my friend Jay, as always, came through with the idea for episode one. Jay wants to know what life is like when you have a long commute, car thoughts, podcast burnout, musical diversity, and what to do to not fall asleep. So that's what this episode's about, and I hope you enjoy it. For those of you who don't know, I have an hour and a half drive one way to school. Pre-pandemic, that was 4 days a week. I'm in the car at least 3 hours every day, which is often longer than I'm at school. So for a full year, I've been mostly online with the exception of exams and clinicals. But this means I have to get up at 4 a.m. sometimes. And if you also don't know, I'm not a morning person unless it's getting up that early to catch a flight for a vacation. So because I can't use my drive time to watch or listen to lectures because I have to take notes, what do I use my time for? So most of my time at home is spent at my desk doing school things. So I prefer to use my drive time as me time. Do you have a long commute? Is it sucking the life out of you and affecting all aspects of your non-commute time? Can you change it? Mine is temporary, but yours may not be for whatever reason. So let's think about what can you do to make it more acceptable. My commute is the least favorite part of my day and my week. I have tried very hard to reframe this portion of my day, because literally it puts me in a bad mood even thinking about it. So one way that has proved useful for finding something to make my commute less awful is to find something to be grateful for. For example, my Jeep is reliable in all weather, so I can get to school and back even if there's a snowstorm in the forecast. My Jeep can also go off-road around tractors that are blocking the back gravel road home, which has been useful in the past. Also, and you might think this is really funny, but I've discovered a love of cows. I literally get almost childlike giddiness when I see cows during my drive. So let's think about some ways that you also might be able to make your commute more tolerable for you. And if you can't, are there other things you can change so your commute isn't quite as far? When I was thinking about what I was going to say in the car thoughts portion of this episode, I spent one full commute, so there and back, noting what my thoughts were so that I would have some things to talk about in this section. Because usually I don't spend a lot of time thinking. I mean, I'll get in the car and I'll think about what I'm going to do when I get to school, like if I'm going there for an exam or if I'm specifically going to the hospital for clinical. So I'll think about that. If I have an exam, I try in the morning before my exam not to think about it at all because I get very anxious. So most of my car thoughts revolve around how I shouldn't have had 2 cups of coffee because I have to go to the bathroom. Should I fill up the tank now or tomorrow? What am I going to eat when I get home? I plan ahead to what I absolutely need to do before I can do literally anything else. What time can I reasonably go to bed without being super lame? I also obviously think about my family and friends. What book do I want to read next? How long has the chicken been in the fridge? Should I delete all of the unpublished recordings for this episode and start over? And to answer that question, yes. Yes, I did. I literally had this whole episode recorded last week and deleted all of them and started over. But you get the idea. And now we're going to talk about podcast burnout. And this section might be the longest of all because I love podcasts and I listen to a lot of them. I have a very wide range of interests. So I currently subscribe to 300 podcasts, which if you do the calculations, you know I don't listen to 300 episodes a day because that's impossible. But I also haven't listened to every single podcast that I'm subscribed to. If it sparks my interest at all, I'll subscribe and then come back to it whenever I'm in the mood to listen to that particular topic. So I decided last week, because I talked about how I had already recorded this whole episode and deleted it and started over, but I decided last week that I'm going to do an experiment this summer because I don't have anything else to do this summer. I'm not taking classes. Nothing is on the schedule besides reading and doing whatever the heck I want. So I'm going to listen to one episode of every podcast that I'm currently subscribed to and see how long it takes me. And in a future episode of this podcast, I'll give you a little update about that. So to give you an idea of some of the kinds of podcasts I listen to, yesterday, I listened to a few episodes about Cleopatra. I also listened to a few on the Enneagram, a French lesson, an Italian lesson, how to break through limiting beliefs, some interviews, some how-tos, and a variety of spirituality episodes. One thing I haven't listened to in a long time is true crime. Last year, when this whole pandemic thing hit, I decided I need a break from the doom and gloom. And so now everything I listen to feeds my soul in some way. So what do you do if you don't like your current podcasts or you don't listen to podcasts? So I suggest you find something that you're interested in, something you want to learn about. Chances are there's a podcast about it. And if there isn't, maybe you should make your own. And this is the segment where you might get disappointed. We're going to talk about musical diversity. So I want to start by saying that I used to have every channel on satellite radio, and I only listened to maybe two or three, which is also what happened when I had satellite TV. I have since gotten rid of both. My taste in music is definitely not as diverse as my taste in podcasts, and I usually only listen to music when I'm working out. So I, like most people, tend to listen to sad songs when I'm sad and upbeat songs when I'm happy, but my tastes usually fall into anywhere from the 1980s to the early 2000s. I don't like rock, classical, country, and I definitely do not like 70s music. However, I do love the written word, so lyrics really speak to me, and I've been introduced to some great artists by people in my family who love music way more than I do. So what do you like to listen to? What are your favorite songs? Songs that fire you up and put you in a great mood? I think that you should pause this podcast and listen to those songs right now. And when you come back, we'll talk about what I do to not fall asleep in the car. I'm going to start this segment with a public service announcement, which I'm sure you've heard 1,000 times before, but I feel like it's my duty to remind you that if your solution to not falling asleep is to scroll on your phone, for your safety and the safety of those sharing the road with you, please find some other way to stay awake. So usually, staying awake isn't a problem for me first thing in the morning. Yes, I'm tired, but I'm waking up. I've at least had one cup of coffee before getting in the car. My brain is gearing up for the day ahead. It's the drive home that can be a challenge for me. So if I've been up since 4 a.m. and it's late afternoon, which is when I usually need a nap if I'm at home, the drive can seem endless. So here are some of things that I have done and recommend you do or try if you find that you're getting sleepy on the road. Chew gum. Drink water. Roll the window down for some fresh air. Sit up straighter in your seat. Pull into a gas station and get out of the car and do some jumping jacks. whatever you need to do to get yourself home safely. And if you find that this is a recurring problem, maybe you need to adjust your schedule. For example, go to bed an hour earlier. Don't stay up so late on your phone or watching TV. Wake up and give yourself enough time to actually function and be awake before you even get in the car. For some people, that can be 30 minutes. For some people, it can be an hour or longer. So however you need to adjust it for you personally is the best thing to do. Well, it looks like we're here. I hope you had a good time. Hope the drive went fast for you. I hope you have a fantastic day. I'll see you next time. Bye. Before we end the episode, I just want to say thank you again to Jay for the idea for this episode. I also want to say thank you to my friends and family who were so excited to hear that I started a new venture. This year, I decided to say yes to anything that sparked my interest. And while this has been on my to-do list for a very long time, I've talked myself out of it every time I thought about it. So this is just me telling you that if there's something that you've always wanted to do or try or throw your hat in the ring, whatever the saying is, do it. Life is short. Also, for future episodes, they may be longer, probably longer. Any topic is fair game. So if you have an idea for something that you want to hear about, something you want to talk about, something that you want to learn about, please email me. I'd be happy to get it out there.